Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Thursday, the 29th day of November 2012, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. You can see a detailed list of the guests we have on today up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the top right-hand corner. But Josh Abraham, the son of the co-author of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, the quintessential primer to understand the New World Order, first published, what, in 1971, the book that really crystallized my awakening to a great extent. You can't say one thing woke me up or any of us up, but it's a process generally. One son started Politico and runs it, Gary Allen's son. Larry Abraham's son, Joshua Abraham, is going to be joining us at the start of the next hour. He is a former pro wakeboarder and a former sponsored snow skier. He's been researching his father's work in depth for quite a while. And the book was out of print. There's, I don't know, over like 10 million of them out there until lately. And we found folks that have republished it. And so we're the only place you can really get it is at InfoWarsStore.com. But that's a side issue. None Dare Call It Conspiracy. He's going to break some news that his father told him on his deathbed. And these guys were hooked in with Congressman Larry McDonald. They were hooked in with the Patriot Movement in Congress. And I mean, they laid out in this short little, I don't know, what is it, 130-page book, the entire battle plan from 1971. And guess what? Almost all of it came true. It all came true exactly like they said they would, up to a point. We haven't gotten to the final end game yet. And his dad also wrote a book called The Greening about Agenda 21 before it even had that name. So just trailblazers amongst trailblazers, real insiders. So we're going to learn about what he told him on his deathbed and why he contacted us coming up today. Should be interesting, to say the least. And then Gar Smith, who wrote Nuclear Roulette, the truth about the most dangerous energy source on Earth. And again, I've never been anti-nuclear. These companies run these things now until they melt down. 2% of them, according to the U.S. Energy Department, they admit worldwide, of the 400-plus reactors worldwide, most of them here in the U.S., or a lot of them, about half of them, technically France has got a lot too, so does Japan, are leaking. And now they just announced, you know, earlier this year when they had leaks in Southern California at a big reactor, they just said, you know what, we're going to turn the alarms off now in the city that have been scaring people. Just, we're going to let you, we're not going to tell you anymore when we're off gassing radiation. So I'm against nuclear now. Let's just get that clear. Because it's like I'm for the death penalty, but you can't trust a corrupt government to implement it when they're known to frame people in mass and know they're sending people to the gas chamber or to lethal injection. They're totally innocent. So I can't support the death penalty as it stands because criminals run the government. It's the same thing with nuclear. They won't ever deploy the new, safer technology, and they've just decided that radiation is not bad for us. So that is coming up in the third hour. We'll open the phones up coming up in the next segment. I'll give the number out. There is so much news. We told you this was coming. Look, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, they financed both Obama and Romney because they have an agenda. And we get caught up in Romney and Obama, Bush, Clinton, all this stuff. George W., Senator Kerry, they are front men. They're front men. You know, they're like presidents of companies. Usually CEOs actually run things, and then presidents go to the PR functions and are the spokespeople. Well, that's what our presidents have become. And they're corporate front men, teleprompter readers. And they're saying they're going to increase taxes. They're gonna, not just income tax. VAT, national sales taxes and carbon taxes. Get ready, they're coming for us.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
raging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yes, my friends, it is the 29th day of November 2012, and I am seeing a lot of criticism on our YouTube channel and in comments at prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com in the stories. Not a ton, but still quite a bit. People are genuinely, some people, a small minority, are genuinely mad that I don't believe there's going to be a pole shift or sea levels rising by 50 feet or more, some are saying hundreds of feet, on December 21st, and that I think the whole thing is absolute baloney. And according to a lot of you out there, in 22 days from now, 23 days from now, we're all dead or close to it. And I just do not believe that, and I guarantee you that I will be not exonerated when this doesn't happen. I will be hated even more by people that have bought into this ideology of end of the world. My problem with this end of the world stuff is that there's always a new one. Now, 2000, 2001, Planet X was going to kill us. Or, you know, the Navy and the Army put out that Y2K was going to shut everything down. They created that hype. And then when people bought into it, my listeners bullied me and convinced me. I mean, I said it was all baloney for a year until the last month and said, oh, looks like it may be real. And I will not be bullied into saying that December 21st, 2012 is the end of the world. So we're going to open the phones up again today in between the guests we've got coming up. If you want to call in and give me your take on this, I'm not saying the globalists don't believe in the occult. I'm not saying that they aren't digging in and building bunkers. I'm not saying that the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider couldn't create a black hole or a particle they call a strangelet that basically creates something like a black hole that falls to the center of the Earth, the area of greatest gravitational pull and mass, and then starts pulling matter into it and then creates a gravity well, and the whole Earth implodes in on itself to a much smaller size, basically killing all life on the planet. Many top physicists we've had on and have been in the news, and people with major degrees, people that have made proven discoveries, have said that they're doing thousands of tests at Hadron, and that the probability is that it's a low probability that one experiment will destroy the Earth. But if they do thousands, they don't know what's going to happen. And now they're discovering new types of matter. They say they're discovering new particles. They say that Japan and the United States have created black holes in laboratories, artificial suns. In the last 30 years, this has been done hundreds of times we know about. And that's projects they're telling us about. So I'm not saying that the establishment couldn't destroy the Earth. I'm not saying some super weaponized human pox based on mouse pox that kills over 98% of mammals that it's tailored to. You can make it for rabbits, you can make it for sheep, you can make it for humans, you can make it for rhesus monkeys. Now, you can make it quite easily. Remember, about 7 years ago, it was big news when scientists in Australia released the DNA sequencing on how to make it for any mammal. And there was a big debate about, should this have been released? Yeah, obviously, no. But humans are creators, and humans cannot help investigating. I mean, I've plugged this probably 100 times. I'll plug it again. It still airs occasionally on Discovery Channel. It's Trinity and Beyond, narrated by William Shatner. And again, I knew everything basically in that film because I've read quite a few books on the atomic and the nuclear and hydrogen age. I find cyclotrons and nuclear piles and atomic piles and superconducting super colliders just absolutely riveting information. Space-based weapons, X-ray lasers, smart pebble, particle beams, other directed energy weapon systems. I have sought out the former head of Star Wars, interviewed him many times, Colonel Bob Bowman, Dr. Bowman, physicist, engineer. But I understand that, well, going back to the Shatner documentary, we've got that documentary, we ought to pull the clip and play it. The United States alone hundreds of times detonated high-powered hydrogen bombs in the 60s, and there's film of this, in the atmosphere, in the edge of space, trying to blow a hole in the atmosphere to see if they could destroy the Earth's atmosphere. Let me say that again. They tried to blow a hole in the atmosphere and so that the atmosphere could be sucked into space. Did you hear what I just said? They tried to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt, too. And they actually made it more radioactive. They more than half the scientists at Los Alamos thought that when they detonated the first A-bomb secretly ahead of bombing Japan at Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, half the scientists or more believed it was going to ignite the Earth's atmosphere and burn the atmosphere off. And they had underground bunkers with their own oxygen generators and things they were ready to go into. So it's all about the power trip of these people. Yeah, there's the headline. Large Hadron Collider won't destroy Earth with planet-eating black hole. Court says, despite the fact a bunch of top physicists tried to block it. And then just 2 days ago, they come out in the New Scientist and say, oh, we're making new matter, new heavy matter. Oh, heavy matter. Oh, really? Max Planck equations from 1900 envisioned exactly how atomic bombs would work. We're 2012, folks. It is Buck Roger time. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the establishment might not destroy us all in their, well, I've got the quotes of some of the top physicists on the Manhattan Project bragging about how we would sit around drinking gin, saying we'd become gods, we'd become, you know, Sheba, the god of destruction. And there's recordings of that where they've done the interviews. You can pull that up. A bunch of them sitting around like grinding their teeth with these stars in their eyes. And these are guys with, you know, 180, 200 IQs, idiot savant types. But they're missing something. It's the Ring of Mordor. They can't help but use it. So let me get this straight here. I'm not saying that we couldn't destroy ourselves, and it becomes a probability the longer we go down this path. I'm simply saying the Mayan prophecy, A, doesn't say what the media says it says, that it's the end of the world or that an asteroid's going to hit us or a comet or the sun's going to blow up. Doesn't say that. B, I don't believe even if they said that, I wouldn't put stock in it. But the establishment is digging in like it is the end of the world. Yeah, guys, you found a Scientific American article. X out of that photo there for people watching on prisonplanet.tv, and I'll actually read them the headline there. Yeah, go ahead and punch it back up for people. High-altitude nuclear explosions dangerous, but not for the reasons Gingrich cites. What is that about? Newt Gingrich has been warning the nation of the danger of an electromagnetic pulse EMP, a burst of radiation creating a high-altitude nuclear explosion. The pulse would take down electrical systems. And then they go on to say, that's not the issue. That's a separate article. You guys are looking up what I was talking about. But I mean, look, the point is these mad scientists run around tinkering with the genetic code of every major plant species, animal species, cross species, and it's already created disastrous results. And then they lecture us all day how we need to pay carbon taxes and shut off half our energy supply, 51%, 52% of it, because coal is bad, even though it goes through all these filters and all that comes out is water vapor and carbon dioxide. But they have George Monbiot, the big globalist, come out and say, radiation's good for us. I believe in nuclear power. And let's have more disasters, basically. Bizarre statements. Well, they do that just to throw it in your face and acclimate you. We're going to arrest you if you wash your car in San Diego. 6 years in jail, $100,000 fine. If soap suds hit the gutter. Neighbors call on them, giant, you'll get part of the fine. You'll get 25% of the $100,000 fine. Associated Press, Reuters. I mean, off the chart authoritarianism. If your dog goes to the bathroom in the backyard, 6 years in jail, $100,000 fine. Second offense. First offense, multi-thousand-dollar fines, jail time if you don't pay it. I mean, your dog goes to the bathroom, your neighbor tattles, you're going to jail. And they will put you in jail. They've built new prisons, that's our economy. But if you want to take every major food source and splice it with animals and pharmacological, they have thousands of pharmacological crops, thousands in corn alone. You can make corn grow chemicals. You can make it grow live AIDS virus, HIV. You can make it grow anything you want. And the public is so stone age. Every time I talk about this, we get letters, we get calls. Guys on the street will go, hey, I hear your show. I like what you do. But I have a biology degree, and you do not have, you cannot splice plants and animals. And I say to the people, I go, when'd you get your degree? Oh, 1976. In one case, and I went, are you a practicing biologist? No, I'm in real estate. Well, then don't come up and pat me on the shoulder hard and tell me I'm a liar. Because one time I told the story at Conan's Pizza. The guy was like, hey, I don't like you lying. And I was like, about what? And then I told the guy, he started getting in my face. And I said, you just are on a power trip. You better get out of my face right now. See, these people want to say I'm a liar because they don't want to admit how scary this is. Well, you know what? You live in your ignorance if you want, okay? I don't have a verbal repertoire, a semantical lexicon to deliver to you just how crazy things are. People that say we're living in a boring world, you're crazy. By the way, the globalist in the 60s, Club of Rome and other publications that are public, you can pull them up, we show screenshots of them and the dates in Endgame, they say we've got to have a world government because of all these technologies that will emerge. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about this in several of his books that he wrote in the 70s. But then they're the globalists who are handing all this out everywhere and blocking anyone that tries to stop it. Because you can stop these technologies because they affect other people. They get into other crops. They hurt people. So you can restrict them under a libertarian ideology of common sense. But the globalists aren't doing that. They want a global government to play God. They believe these technologies are going to deliver them to godhood. And in the process, they're going to destroy us all. We're back live. Let me just fire out some of the top news stories right now, and then we'll start taking your calls. Coming up in the next segment ahead of two amazing guests that are going to be joining us, including the son of the co-author of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, Larry Abraham's son, Joshua Abraham, is going to be joining us. And he's going to tell us what his dad told him on his deathbed and some other breaking news. Let me tell you, these guys were real insiders with their connections in Congress. Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, both of them now deceased. Gary Allen, again, his son started Politico. Talk about joining the New World Order, but whatever. The other son is going to be speaking out here with us coming up. Larry Abraham's son coming up. Then we'll look at Nuclear Roulette, the author of that, looking at the real dangers of these nuclear reactors in the third hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And just a plug here, your purchases at InfoWarsShop.com of water filters, books, videos, all of it, finances this truly alternative next-level media that is challenging the dominant corporate New World Order, state-controlled, banker-controlled media. So you can get None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen and Nuclear Roulette. Now, the gentleman that got the rights and republished Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and None Dare Call a Conspiracy, he died of cancer. We were trying to get him on the show because he's somebody fighting the globalists for 60 years. And he gave us a lot of good intel from the people he knew, but we were unable to get him on the air. He did just die of cancer before Thanksgiving. And we have the only books right now in stock of None Dare Call a Conspiracy and also Tragedy and Hope with Carol Quigley, where he had, as an insider perspective, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown brags about the tyranny they're setting up. It's the size of a phone book, though. It's, I don't know how many pages, 1,200, 1,300. I haven't read it in years. Unbelievable quotes from their perspective. So we have those books. They may go out of print. If you want them, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 500 none dare call it conspiracies and even less of the other. And it may go back into print, but we don't know. Okay, there is that news for you. I tell you, I may try to get the rights and republish it if none dare call conspiracy doesn't get reprinted, because it needs to be printed. It needs to be seen, especially because most people aren't going to read. How many pages is Tragedy and Hope? I forget. Will somebody run one in here to me? I think it's over there on the bookshelf. I want to be able to give people the accurate number on how long that baby really is. Okay, what is here in the stack in front of me? We have incredible medical tyranny articles where all over the country courts are now ruling to forcibly inoculate children without parental consent. They're just doing it. I mean, it's like courts ruling we're going to take you and sterilize you because you come from a poor family. They did that until the 40s when Hitler gave eugenics a bad name, which it deserved. We've got a video of New Jersey professor angrily claims Stalin killed nobody. There's so many cuss words in this that I'm only going to play a short clip. It's 1,359 pages. There you go. 1,359 pages is how long Tragedy and Hope is. And I got to be honest, I didn't read the whole thing. I tried to read it twice, and I've probably read 500 pages of it using the bibliography to read certain parts. But, I mean, you want the inside Bible on how they control the left and the right, how they're bringing in this total tyranny, how they want authoritarianism, how they want to end the family. You got to read Tragedy and Hope, written in the early 1960s. Okay, side issue. It's just, this is not our opinion here, okay? This stuff is not our opinion. These people think you're so stupid, they publicly, like in Eco-Science, written by the White House Science Czar, admit they're putting stuff in your water to sterilize you and give you cancer. These are really uncool people. I mean, what's the worst thing a control freak can do? Poison you. And sit back and know they're poisoning you and watch you become generationally dumbed down and your DNA damaged to create the self-fulfilling prophecy that you're garbage. And so many of these inbred elites end up in mental institutions. They're the ones with genetic disorders. They're the ones. You people are the scum. You people are the scum. The socialists, the Nazis, all of you people. I hate you. Excuse me. All right, I'll come back, hit some of the economic news. Drudge Report is hitting hardcore on mind control. They posted yesterday our article, Inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist, and right under it, posted an AP article on CIA mind control. It's back in the news. We're going to break that down after the, and the new taxes that are coming. The new loving taxes, and Mitt Romney going to the White House. He's there right now.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't.
Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole, the sands of time for our republic.
The sands of time for me are running low.
But anytime we want, we can wake up to the globalist and to our basic God-given rights to not be slaves and stand up and declare our independence. But to defeat the evil, we must first admit it is there and recognize the good from the corruption. As for me, I choose the good, and I will stand against the bad. All right, let me run through a bunch of headlines. Infowars.com's got a lot of police state news we're going to be getting to. But first, if you go to drudgereport.com, tax now, cut later. That means tax you now, lie to you, and not cut taxes later, or just cut taxes for the big mega banks that already basically pay no taxes and are exempt. We're going to be getting into that. Guantanamo inmates could be moved to U.S. jails. George Herbert Walker Bush hospitalized in Houston. Will president be in Hawaii when nation goes over the fiscal cliff and they hold us hostage and pass new taxes? Obama's planned 20-day, $4 million vacation. Biden goes to Costco after executives cozy up to White House. Shows ID to get in. Good little slave training. You all got to show your ID. Syria shuts down the internet to fight the Western al-Qaeda forces they're bringing in against them. And that is just some of the news right there. And if you go down to the bottom of DrudgeReport.com, it's now moved to the bottom. There is a report up there. Inmate Joker told me he was programmed by therapist, and that is a Infowars.com story that's via Denver Westworld News report. But notice what Drudge did, and crew, I should add, right over here. CIA sued over alleged 1953 murder of military scientist, and that's the headline out of the AP. I've interviewed Mr. Olson, who was thrown out of the balcony, murdered, the Army officer. I've interviewed his son years ago. I want to get him back on. And he was criticizing the CIA secret drugging of the population with LSD and other things, so he skydived out of a window. And they're now suing over that. And, of course, Sirhan, the LAPD report said he didn't shoot Kennedy. It was a different caliber, that his arm was held down the whole time he fired into the wall. And then we know who the CIA operative was that shot him in the back. And we know who the four CIA operatives, including a section chief, were photographed in the ballroom. I mean, man, talk about, it's kind of like Dr. David Kelly said, they've told me they'll kill me. This happened when he exposed the WMDs, the head UN inspector. He lived in England. Dr. David Kelly said, I've been told, he told this to hundreds of people in an email, I'll be killed if I don't shut up, but I can't help it. I was told I'll be found dead in the woods. And then a hiker in the morning said five men in black uniforms ran away from the body they dropped. And they go up, wrists are slit, no blood at the site, three pills in his stomach, undigested, meaning he was dead. They crammed the pills down his throat, post-mortem. They barely even slid down his esophagus. There was no blood. And the coroners even said he was murdered. But they call you a conspiracy theorist if you read the admissions. So they can say, we're going to murder you, like Diana shot a video in her diary, told her butler. I talked to her cook personally. I'm not going to get into it. The point is, that was off record, actually. Just forget I said that. Besides, you don't know which cook it was. The point is that it's on record they told a bunch of people. And you can pull up those articles that Diana said, Charles says he's going to kill me if I don't start dating this rich Arab. And then when she got pregnant, oh my goodness, you're dead. Of course, royalty never kills members of the family. They never lock people in the tower and smother little twins or anything. I mean, Henry VIII and all that. Royalty never even, the British royalty didn't knock off their cousins, the czars in Russia, even though it's admitted they did, funding the Bolsheviks. I mean, none of that goes on. Everything's fine. Government loves you. But we're going to be getting into that report because mind control is real. And when you look at James Holmes, ladies and gentlemen, he was in a government mind control program and was paid a grant every year, his full salary and tuition. He was a salaried PhD student and then a Pentagon Air Force psych warfare psychiatrist. The head of the entire San Antonio operation is sent there, and then he visits with her multiple times weekly, and there's a big folder with him reportedly talking about doing it, and the prosecutors don't want that in the trial. And they move to block it when the defense says that that's evidence that they knew and let him do it. I mean, unbelievable. And then you've got him telling the jail guards and police, say, well, he was never around other inmates to say this. But there's all the articles. We did a report on it last night where they said that the inmates described him yelling and screaming for days on end right next to him. That's on record. He was in general population, in a cell around people. So... And then Tim McVeigh had Jolly and West, the known number two under Dr. Ewing Cameron, who they have History Channel shows about, who they would get foster children, thousands of them, and reprogram them with drugs and audio recordings over a year until they didn't even know who they were and had a new identity. And you could program children and teenagers, was who they mainly grabbed. They tried it with soldiers, but men just tend to break down under mind control generally, unless it's high-tech drugs. Now they've even got chips. The point is, all of this is on record. And when you're informed, people just say, oh, that's kooky, that doesn't exist, despite people reporting tear gas being thrown, or flashbangs from both sides, all the rest of it, the smoke bombs, people letting him in, on and on and on, the gun control bills right at the time. I mean, this is what they do. Who shot Reagan? Go look that up. The guy that shot Reagan's father was CIA, was meeting with Jeb Bush and others the night before. I mean, it goes on and on. That's Denver Post, by the way. It goes on and Washington Times, on and on and on and on. And he said he was under mind control. The guy that shot John Lennon. Oh, man. Just what's on record is incredible. And I wish... Never mind. I'm going to stop right there. Let me tell you about some of the other headlines we've got here. UN set to implicitly recognize Palestinian state despite U.S.-Israel threats. That's Reuters. Egypt crisis raises fears of second revolution with a new dictator. Syrian authorities block internet and phone signals in rebel areas. Activists say they are communicating with contacts in Syria by using satellite telephones. Yeah, I wonder who gave you those. And again, I'm not for the Syrian government, but give me a break. Our government's using Al-Qaeda against them. That is incredibly illegitimate. Of course, we've now got the TSA saying they don't have to go to a congressional hearing, that Congress doesn't have oversight over them. And we've got Obama saying the UN is over our military. I mean, aspiring dictator Morsi falsely claims 90% of Egypt stands by him. Incredible Infowars.com story. That's just some of what we're going to be breaking down today. But let's go to your phone calls right now before I go to this New Jersey professor saying Stalin didn't kill anybody. The Russian government's declassified all the files that they killed 10 million Ukrainians, probably conservatively under Stalin. 5 million Poles just disappeared, worked to death, or shot. Gulag Archipelago, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Nobel Prize winner for literature, for nonfiction. I mean, just Stalin's purges on record of the entire military brass at least 6 times. Just Stalin is the second biggest mass murderer in history. It goes Mao. And then after that, it goes Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, and then way down the line. I mean, these are all well-known numbers. Literally hundreds of major university studies, declassified admissions. And I've had communists on the streets recognize who I am in New York, going to the RNC to cover it and things like that, come up, get in my face, threaten me, and, well, we got it on video, and say they're glad Stalin killed people like me. And I mean, that's in police state, what is it, martial law, 911, rise of the police state, 3-hour film. And I'm like, hey, you know, communism is bad. I mean, Stalin killed conservatively 30 million people during his reign. That's conservative. Good. Well, I mean, you think the government should take over and kill people? Yeah, yeah. Good. I think it's good. And you hear the women going, yeah, they ought to kill you. And, of course, they're not going to kill anybody. If they got in control, they'll order the police and military to go do it. And the police and military will say no, and they'll kill their entire leadership. And then the next round of cops will grudgingly do it, and then they'll still take your family, too. By the way, this is going to happen if we don't stop these people. I don't think you understand. I've analyzed the entire attack profile of the globalists in country after country and what they're setting up here, and they're going to shut everything off if they think they can get away with it, incrementally in a stair-step fashion, imploding the economy, grabbing more power in the name of fixing it, more taxes. Shut the economy down more, implode it more, gauge that, give money to their friends, keep everybody in line, implode it more. Until they find a class of government bureaucrats that will do anything. And they're going to put you in jail for dog poo in your yard. They're going to put you in jail for not properly weatherproofing your house. This is the new greening tyranny, the new Soviet model. And they're going to publicly shame you on the news. And they're going to work you. You have to understand, under the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the model States Health Emergency Powers Act, under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I hope you're writing all this down. Under the Army manuals we've covered here at nauseam, just type in Army manual has forced labor, Army manual has gun confiscation, Army manual says re-education camp. You'll get our articles with links to army.mil with it. That guy's just showing some of that right now. They're watching on presentplanet.tv, but radio listeners, go search it. You know, go do it for yourself. Under the whole architecture of this, they're already, now, as I told you a decade ago, they're announcing, oh, when things collapse, you'll have to work at the emergency center. You'll have to do some work. Obviously, we're not going to pay for you living in the camp. And then those of us that have skills will be, if we're trustees and prove we're good after a few months in the re-education camp, we'll be told, okay, go with these armed guards and go fix this government boiler. Okay, go with these armed guards, go out and work on these streets. It'll be like you see the prisoners who are taking other people's jobs, by the way. People like, we'll make the prisoners work. What, for nothing? For 25 cents an hour or less? And then you'll go and you'll bust out. And then these guys with guns, they'll be nice to you, too, if you don't get too out of the way. You know, if the jail guards don't want your wife, then they'll go, you know, lock you up in the camp at night. And there'll be people in the camp who were patriots who will get scared and become energetic enforcers. And they'll be back a month later in a uniform. But then they'll make somebody mad and then they'll disappear. Because, see, what they'll do is they'll have camps within camps for interrogation. Then they'll say, oh, you've been out of line. We're sending you now to a high security facility, and you'll just be killed. The mercenaries are at that facility. And this has all been figured out. They hired the former head of the KGB, Primakov, in 2002 to 2005 to come here. I didn't believe that when I first saw it in the news. I looked at the congressional funding. They hired Marcus Wolf, the head of the Stasi, to come over. Former head of the Stasi. He had a $1 million contract for, what, 4 years? He's now dead, helping set all the stuff up. And that's why it's Stasi. I mean, the enforcement model is a hardcore communist enforcement system. That's why people from communist countries are freaking out and leaving the U.S. and running to Latin America and places, because they can deal with regular old corruption and shakedowns. But when they're like seeing actual Soviet oppression, that, you know, where daddy and mommy disappeared, they're like, I'm getting out of here. Hope you enjoy it, folks. James in North Carolina, you want to talk about 2012? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, good to talk to you again, Alex. It's been a couple months. I'd also called in reference to the information you guys were putting out in regards to the Colorado case. You may recall I called in a little while ago, actually, and gave you some information on a DARPA program called Crossing the Threshold. We talked about, actually, the thought barrier being broken by DARPA and using light particles to actually be able to do it and manipulate people and take over using mind control.
Oh, well, there are, yeah. I mean, as Dr. Begich says, a prestigious scientist, the chemical stuff is old. That's 1940s, 50s Soviet technology stolen by the CIA and perfected to a higher level. Not quite perfected, but brought close to it. Yeah, with the brain chips and things, it's total. I mean, 30 years ago, they had roaches that were remote control. 20 years ago, they had robo-rats that were remote control. Yeah, they can put brain chips in and have you do whatever you're told.
Yeah, well, actually, it even goes a step beyond that. Now, the ability they have is actually using light particles and light beams. They can actually achieve thought profiling and transfer into any language.
No, I know, because the brain program works in a flicker rate, and then they can now transmit data through the eyes directly to the brain. That's why they're in government buildings putting in the lights that, quote, communicate with the computers at a flash rate that can't be perceived consciously. And then I went and found the patents and had Dr. Begich on. It's actually programmers. They're actually programming now under federal grants, mainly in police departments, to test and see if they can put police under mind control.
Yes, sir, and I actually spoke with you on this previously work in the insurance industry and actually have had some information sent over from a company that's participating in this. They gave some information out and said basically that we're going to be able to communicate with animals. They can do all this stuff, you know, simultaneously while, you know, achieving thought profiling of people without them knowing.
No, I know. Actually, you're saying this is why don't you send over anything that isn't proprietary or classified? I know you're an insurance, so it's not. Send it on over. We're media. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. But I am aware of all this, and I am aware of its deployment all over. I mean, that's why the elite are so arrogant right now. The public is already in a trance. Some people are resistant or immune to this, and that's why we're still able to operate. I mean, that's why, folks, it's so far gone. I mean, that's why celebrity doesn't matter. Attacks on me don't matter. None of it. Once you know reality, none of this facade even matters anymore. And they haven't perfected all this stuff. They're testing it on us right now. And I just want to say to all the minions of this system, if you want your free will and consciousness taken, don't fight this. because they're just going to try to get us in a catatonic state to then release the bioweapons to reduce our numbers over 90%. Anything else, sir?
Yes, right now it's on basically like a one-on-one type of basis. The people they used to thought profile can only do it. They can't do it on a mass scale yet. So, I mean, like you were just saying, before it gets to the point where they can actually, you know, systematically put something in place or a computer program, you know, where it can do it on a mass scale. I mean, this is a time where...
Well, I mean, take San Antonio. It's a test ground. You've heard for 3 years how the Pentagon put AI cameras in to track the calories, to even scan an apple when a child eats it and then put it in a file. What's really going on is they've put those light bulbs in that San Antonio school. I have that from inside the school. The first one they did it, and the computers are actually testing the children under the fluorescent lights. It's so far gone, folks. We're so far gone. There's a gun and ammunition just inside the door. I have been inside major universities. I've had scientists on. I've broken it down. So much of the focus by the globalists is on flicker rates with lights. And now they can interface and transmit data directly to the brain. In fact, I mean, it was in mainstream news, 2 weeks ago that scientists use light patterns to program brain. And I mean, so, but they're now announcing what's old. The point is, just like you have a cell phone and it listens to you even when it's off, and they admit the NSA now does that. I told you 16 years ago, they now admit it just the last few years. They tell you way after they think that you've habitualized its use, that you have a total habit and will accept it. It's all animal training. It's all domestication. And everything is how to program you with these lights. And it's just insane. Now they have data over power lines, and the smart meters can program through the energy, through regular fluorescent light bulbs, and program your mind, puts you into a state. And it's all patented. It's all on record. It works. I remember 14 years ago, I had the CEO of a company. It's now been put in Japan and other areas. In the U.S., it freaked people out too much. The Japanese actually have adopted it, where Coke machines, soft drink machines, beam a audio, but you can't hear it in your ear. It resonates in your skull directly through telling you you want to drink the drink. Now they face scan with Facebook in Japan. They're also testing this in New York City, where it knows you when you walk by, beams audio and says, don't you want a Pepsi? Don't you want a Coke? Or don't you want something out of this vending machine, John Doe? Now you saw that Minority Report, a decade ago. Because, folks, it isn't Minority Report. Philip K. Dick was in with some very powerful researchers in San Francisco. And I've had a chance to talk to people connected to the Philip K. Dick estate. I'll just leave it at that. And in fact, they may even be at liberty to come on after the show. Make me, I didn't call any of those people I told you to make me call yesterday. Make me call those people as I got stuck in other meetings, because I want to try to get the Philip K. Dick daughters on. I'll just say it. And I want to try to get, because obviously I was in Scanner Darkly and consulted on that with Keanu Reeves and others, Woody Harrelson and others, and they authorized the rights for that Philip K. Dick to be turned into a movie. So that's how I have a connection through Tommy Pilato, the producer. I need to get Tommy on because Tommy knows a lot too, but I don't know what the point is, folks. He wrote that stuff in the 70s. Okay? We're not in Kansas anymore. All this stuff was envisioned a long time ago. We're living in a plan. The globalists are 30 years at least ahead of us. And I just want to communicate with the globalists and say, you're not, this old plan is dynamic. It's amazing you've been able to do this, but you're so cold-blooded. You think that's your strength, it's your weakness. And you're going to end up destroying yourself. You can't do this to the species and not have it come back on you. And I know a lot of you are turned over to pure evil, but some of your children and people who are now middle-aged who aren't pure evil, and others, because I've talked to you, including some European heads of state, and you're having second thoughts about this. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. But I'm on two paths here, trying to convince you this is not a good path, and trying to wake up whoever's not in a full trance right now. I said I'd go to calls, and I got a guest coming up. He's on the guest only almost for 30 minutes, but Marine and Chris and Mike and others, we'll get to you. Well, we got a little five-minute segment here. I'll get to some of you, and then after the guest leaves, I'll get you on. We got a whistleblower coming on, is what I'd call it. His dad on his deathbed told him some pretty powerful info, and let me tell you, when Larry Abraham talks, co-author of None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen, Alex Jones listens. So it's Gary Allen's son, Larry Abraham from the grave. Yes, Larry Abraham's son will be speaking to us from the grave, Joshua Abraham.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we will continue with your calls after our guest leaves us in about 30, 35 minutes. I'm going to go to your calls right now into the second hour. Maureen in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. I'm a really big fan of yours, so I really love your show. It's great to speak with you. I just basically wanted to ask a question. Do you see any tie-in between the coming, or I should say current, New World Order and this projection of end of the world, December 21st?
Yes. It's an archetype that a new age is going to begin, but they mean their new false age of tyranny. The globalists are always counterfeits. And so basically they're saying that they want at a subconscious level you to believe you're dead already and that you have no power, so you will just accept the new paradigm they give you, which is the loss of free will.
Right. So anything is basically better than, I guess, suffering the end of the world and dying.
Well, it is the end of the world as we know it, you know, to take a line from the, was it R.E.M. song? Man, we should be playing that every day in the build-up. How many days till the end of the world? The media will cut that out of context. I'm not saying that's going to happen. But it is the end of the family. It is the end of our human genetics. We're being manipulated. It is the end of the earth as designed by the Creator. It is the globalist playing God, as in the days of Noah. It's all repeating itself in a horrible way. And so, it's not that Noah was perfect in his generations. His genetics were perfect. And again, the globalists seek to defile everything. They seek to play God. And they are trying to destroy the earth while attaining off-world technology. As best I research, this is what the highest level Illuminists are saying. The old world has to die for a new world to be created. So they want to be able to remake the world, hence the underground seed vaults that aren't GMO, the rest of it. While they attain the interface with computers, they're willing to destroy the earth to gain that life extension technology. But that's the spiritual deception. They're not going to be given that. And so they believe they must become as gods, but the old world must pass away. And then they're prepared to fight with the computers they're going to use to get rid of us. The computers will be used as Skynet to enforce the takeover of the old dominion of man. But then the globalists will double-cross the computers as well. And that's what 2001 Space Odyssey is all about. These are the highest secrets of the Illuminati. Anything else?
Well, I'm just amazed at your insight. And I have to say, listening to your show, it's really opened my eyes to like how corrupt people really are. And I think it's sad. And I think we have to do what you said, is, you know, fight for our families, fight for our country. And I'm right there with you.
Well, yes, ma'am. God bless you, and thanks for your kind words. Look, I'm just trying to survive and trying to have humanity go forward with some of our genetics intact, basically. But it's my love letter to humanity. I mean, just because I love goodness. I mean, I'm not even the. I mean, I've got my dark side too, but my good side's a lot better. And listen, they've designed the world where corruption is all that succeeds now. But that's only for the high-level controllers. The low-level folks could still succeed, and we could still build a system based on mutual respect and honor. But the losers, as they're called, have been programmed believing that only corruption will give them power. And so they're following that when they're designed like an enzyme to basically liquefy the tissue of the society. So the people have been programmed to be corrupt. And again, people that are corrupt, it hurts me that they have fallen, that they have totally failed, that they're just rolling around in their squalor is extremely painful. And I do want to uplift humanity. I'm a fan of man. And again, Al Pacino in Devil's Advocate says the devil's a fan of man. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy and wants to hurt humans because the devil isn't a creator. These entities, angels, whatever you want to call them, if you read the Bible and every other ancient culture, they can't create, so they want to destroy. They can only have man create ugly, twisted things for them.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and it is the 29th day of November 2012. If you're joining us for the first time, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are now into the second hour here live. We are simulcasting on over 140 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, the free podcast and audio streams at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com and video feeds. This is really a TV show as well, streaming from PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Don't forget XM Channel 166 as well. So you can subscribe and listen to the show live as well at XM. Not on Sirius. They need to put us on Sirius, too. None dare call it conspiracy. This is the book that I remember seeing around the coffee table and multiple copies on the bookshelf. And I remember before I could even read, pulling it off the bookshelf and looking at it. This is a more recent reprint of it, a little bit larger format. It was a little bit smaller paperback in size. The runaway bestseller, over 5 million in print. And I think that's an old reprint. I think it's well over 5 million. And patriots got these, bought these at cost by the hundreds a piece. People like Bobby Vaughn, my parents' good friends there on San Fernando Way in Dallas, Texas, where I was born and grew up. And he would babysit me sometimes because he worked for the telephone company and at night. So then he was up in the afternoon and like his morning. And sometimes he'd keep me. And I remember rock and roll music blaring off his turntable. And even sometimes he'd give me a little drink of beer when I was like three. You know, the kids love beer. Point is, I get one sip of beer. Come on. And I remember this book, and he was in the John Birch Society. He's now died. He died of brain cancer. Great guy, though. The point is, we stayed in contact with him until he died. The point is, he would, a few years ago, he would run around and talk about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, and all this. And my dad already knew about it from when he was a teenager, because he would go around giving anti-communist speeches. It was even on the radio in Dallas some, speaking out against this stuff, but then stopped fighting it when he got into college. It's a side issue. The point is, I remember all the John Birchers coming over. My dad wasn't even in it, but they would all come over and talk about the New World Order around coffee. I'm now spending all the time covering this. The point is, I then read this book, I don't know, when I was like 12, when I started becoming a really good reader, and then I read it again when I was about 16. I've read it three times, and it was published, what, 1970? Let me open it up. Yeah, 1972, written in 1971, with Gary Allen and Larry Abraham. Gary Allen's son went on to found Politico, which I guess does cover Bilderberg occasionally, but it's kind of mainline, more liberal. Larry Abraham, his son Joshua Abraham, is the eighth son of Larry Abraham's 11 children. He is a former top wakeboarder and former sponsored snow skier. He's been researching his father's work for the last 4 years. And 11 children. Man, talk about wealth. That's as wealthy as it gets. That's more wealth than somebody with $1 trillion if they don't have 11 kids. I envy that, believe me. None Dare Call a Conspiracy, available at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add. And the fellow that reprinted it just died of cancer. So we're hoping to get it back in print, but we've got most of the copies that are left right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not meaning to start a run on these, but it's just a fact, along with the republishing of Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley that the same publisher put out. But he joins us here, and I've got some notes to break some news about what his dad talked about, what he disclosed to him days before he died in 2008 on July 7th, and why his son got interested in the New World Order. A lot of kids, don't really get interested in what their parents are till later. And so he joins us here. We'll have him about 40 after or so. Then we'll go to your calls, those that are holding. And we'll get you back again, Josh Abraham, because it's good to hear from your father, Larry Abraham, from the grave. And I commend your father's work because, I mean, the information they had from congressional sources, Larry McDonald and others, there's no book that's been currently written that lays out how it all works. And this was written 40 years ago. I guess 40 years ago. I was born in 74, and this book had already been out for many years and millions out there. So I just can't gush enough about it. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me, Alex Jones.
Okay, tell us about your awakening the last 4 years, what your dad told you on his deathbed.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for having me on. It's a great pleasure to be on your show. I've been listening to you for about over a year now. And first of all, I want to say thank you. Second of all, I want to say thank you to my creator, my creator, Jesus. And I liked how you were talking about earlier about what Al Pacino said in The Devil's Advocate. And that's one of my favorite movies. And when he was talking to Kevin at the end of that movie about how he's a fan of man and how he doesn't judge humans for their judgment calls that they make. Because if you think about it, who in their right mind could ever possibly deny that the 20th century completely belonged to the devil? We had two world wars. Then we had the Gulf War. You know, we had all these wars going on. And what's really kind of blowing my mind is that when you got all the evidence laid out in front of you, all this evidence like sneaking into the movies of what directors are saying and what all the research that I've come across in the past couple years, you know, Hollywood is, you know, they're trying to tell us something. The guy who wrote The Devil's Advocate, the guy who wrote that movie, me and my brother Kai, we talk about a lot whenever we hook up and hang out with each other. There was something really being said when Al Pacino was talking to Kevin or Keanu Reeves in that movie.
Well, it's funny I raised that. Now you're bringing that up. Tell, for people that don't know about your father, tell us about him a little bit. I think that's important.
Well, my father, you know, he was a great man, Alex. And the fact of the matter is my father had a message. And that message is there is something going on that is not right. And the book that he wrote, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, he provides the evidence. Gary Allen wrote that book, and my father did the research for it. But a lot of people tend to forget that my father's legacy of the books that he wrote, he had another one, the sequel called Call It Conspiracy, after None Dare was written. And then my personal favorite was this book called The Greening. The Greening was a book that he wrote in 1992 when I was just a kid and he was living out in Gig Harbor Beach. And what this book is about how in current day, you know, None Dare Call It Conspiracy gave us the overrun of what's going on and who's involved and how it was all set up. Now The Greening explains in today's world, in today's events, what Agenda 21 and what all this EPA, all this government regulation with permits, all these unnecessary rules that we go through. I mean, a lot of small business owners know what I'm talking about. But all these little environmentalist rules and all these regulations, this is all derived from paganism. This is all about Agenda 21, the Georgia Guidestones with the Ten Commandments, with number one being you got to reduce the population to 500 million to have a perfect balance with man and nature.
And at the higher level, they admit that, they even say this in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, they said human sacrifice, and I have shots of this. Not the boil down on the UN website, but I went to the UT library and got it. You can get it, folks. Where they said we were going to reintroduce ritualized war and human sacrifice because Gaia needs blood. This is official UN law. I mean, these people are absolute devil worshipers. But they'll say, "Oh no, our gods predate your Christian devil." Please continue.
Well, you're exactly right. And what really kind of blows my mind, and when I try to bring this evidence to my friends and my family, I ask them one simple question. First of all, I say, you know, human beings don't do things without a reason. Now, let me give you a question. Why are the most important, most powerful, richest people on this planet worshiping Satan? Why are they doing it? Because, Alex, it's real. And what really shocked me, after my father died, I didn't come across his information. I didn't even read his books while he was alive. And every day I have to live with that, Alex. I have to live with the fact that my dad is not here, and I need him now more than ever. Because I wasn't interested. I was a young kid. You know, I was like in my younger 20s. You know, I was doing my wakeboarding and my snow skiing.
No, the world programs you that mom and pop don't know anything. Well, even if people's parents aren't perfect, they at least instinctively care about you when the rest of the world could care less.
Exactly. And what's really crazy is that when I came across the question of what's going on, I did all my research. And then I just realized, I mean, people say how they found Jesus or they found God. No, like I found Satan. I found that the world's most powerful leaders were worshiping Satan, because you can't have Jesus without Satan, or the other way around. Or Satan.
And you're not going to run this world. You're not going to be the God of this world. You're not going to be in power if you don't serve the God of this world.
Exactly. And then people tend to forget, you know, all you Bible scholars and Christians out there, you should really, really listen up, because Lucifer is the god of air. Lucifer is the god of music. He is the god of this planet. But what we have to come to grips with is that Yeshua and his father God, what Yeshua is his real name, you all know him as Jesus, but Yeshua and his father God are the actual rulers of the universe. Satan is just the god of this small little planet. What we have to come to grips with is that we're not the center of the universe. There are so, I mean, we all know there's...
Exactly. Let's get into what your dad told you on his deathbed straight ahead. None Dare Call a Conspiracy with Gary Allen and Larry Abraham, his son, joins us now, Josh Abraham. We'll be right back, and then your phone calls and a ton of news coming up today. If you think the 20th century was the devil's century. You know, I laugh when I think about evil, because all the idiots serving it have no idea how bad their judgment is in this life. All of you people that think you're on the winning team serving evil because you're so cowardly and weak, you have no idea. You have no idea what you're going to be turned over to. So keep abusing the innocent like a bunch of piranhas. Go as fast as you can. Do as much bad as you can, because you're going to get it back a trillion times. Remember that. You know what hell is? It's being thrown into the spiritual energy you support. It's being with yourself. It's being cut off from those of us that aren't like you. But enough of that, okay? Yes, we know it's a spiritual battle. We know the churches are government-run now. That's why we're in so much trouble. Going back to Josh Abraham, whose father co-wrote the book and did the research with Gary Allen for None Dare Call It Conspiracy, he joins us. Tell us what your dad told you 4 years ago when he died on his deathbed that got you back on the path to researching what's going on and discovering how much your father really knew.
Well, a week before he died, we were sitting there on the couch watching Fox News, and a story came up about contaminated water. And keep in mind, whenever I watched Fox News and my dad, he would just ramble on and on, like, oh, these communists, these globalists, these this and these that. But then he turned to me, he was like, you know, son, what they're doing in our water is what they're going to be doing to our air here very soon. And I looked at him and I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you'll see. They'll start contaminating our air. And then July 7th, the day he died, I was there at his deathbed with my brother Joe and my sister Jenny, and he told me two things. He said, number one, son, the globalist socialist storm is coming. I'm glad I don't have to live through it, but you're going to have to live through it and fight through it. So get ready for it. And the second thing he told me was never deny your thirst for knowledge when it hits you. The thirst for knowledge is going to hit you, boy. And when it does, don't deny it. Don't ignore it. Just go with it and let it flow. And after that, I was just sitting there. I was like, Dad, I've only read a couple science fiction novels. You know, I've only read the, you know, Sports Illustrated. I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, I wish you, you know, I miss my father so much and I need him here more than ever to talk to me about what's really going on. But after reading his books and doing my personal research, what he was talking about, the stuff being put in the air, like contaminating our air, like they're contaminating our water, these chemtrails that I see in the sky, these chemtrails that I see everywhere, I mean, people got
to
know.
It's being added to the jet fuel. Even the pilots don't know. Now, and they have some that do special modification that are specially rigged, but we have the patents. Shifting gears, your father, because I did the research, I know it was connected in with Larry McDonald, congressman, and others, was the first at so many levels to really crystallize how they controlled the left and the right, how they would bring in this system, how they would use the green movement, how the ultra-rich funded the communist. How did your dad get this much knowledge? Because we can sit here in 2012 and go, oh, yeah, we all know this. How did he know it in 1970?
You know, Alex, my dad was definitely the smartest man that I've ever met in my life. And I'm sure my my huge family, my seven brothers and three sisters can back me up on that. But as far as where he got the knowledge, I mean, he was a good friend of Ron Paul. He was a part of the, I'm pretty sure he was involved with the Reagan administration. I mean, he just had a lot of friends.
No. I know. In fact, that's what I read. Your dad and Gary Allen were helping wake Ronald Reagan up about the New World Order, and that he and that's why he was getting, you know, the John Birch information. Reagan was really coming along, and then of course we all know the vice president they made him take, and everything that happened then.
Yeah, when Bush, when he took Bush as the vice president, even my brother Kai said it. He was just like, why is he taking this guy? I mean, we got to remember that Bush was the director of the Council of Foreign Relations. You know, there is a real agenda going on here. And what people have to wake up to is that this there's a presidential bloodline. I mean, if people don't know, Barack Obama, he's an 11th cousin of George Bush Jr., and George Bush Jr. is a third cousin of Al Gore and John Kerry, who's a bloodline of George.
But it's worse than that. I mean, it's like a breed of dog where all French bulldogs are related, or all Dobermans are related, or all, you know, pit bulls. I mean, they've done the maps on Ancestry.com. Obama is related to Cheney, and then they're all related. It's like they're all, and I don't mean like, I'm talking third, fourth cousins and stuff, you know. It's not like distantly related.
Oh, no, it's not distantly related at all. This is a very tight bloodline that stretches all the way back to the British monarchy, and the British monarchy stretches back to the Arab kings of Seville, which are descendants of Muhammad. People have to realize that this bloodline, this ruling bloodline, has been going on.
Hold on, stay there.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Repeat what his father said to him before he died. The exact words are powerful. The global socialist superstorm is coming. What was the exact quote that your father, co-author of None Dare Call a Conspiracy, told you, Josh Abraham?
What he told me on his deathbed was the globalist socialist storm is coming, and we all need to get ready for it. That this world that we live in, this so-called democracy, and Gerald Celente, he's my favorite guest, he said it better himself. This is a Republican and Democratic criminal syndicate of the United States government. That's exactly what
it is. Power-tripping Luciferians as well. I mean, they're just absolutely evil.
Yeah, and he warned me, you know, the globalist socialist storm is coming. And then he told me, never deny your thirst for knowledge once it hits you. I mean, this is my father telling me that I'm going to, you know, do something. Like, I had no thirst for knowledge, Alex. I had no want to read books. And let me tell you, in the past 2 years, I've read the entire King James Bible, all three of my dad's books, Michael Tesserion. I've read David Icke. I've read the Book of Ostara. I've read, what was that?
The point is, you're doing a lot of research and opening your mind up so you can make decisions for yourself. And there's no doubt that the limited info we're given by the corporate controlled media is not even a fraction of the real information in the universe. Now, we only got a few minutes left before I go to calls. We'll probably have you back up in the future. I hope that, you know, the fellow that republished your dad's book died of cancer just 2 weeks ago. I hope the book continues to be in print, but we've got some that are still available at InfoWarsStore.com. Anything else you'd like to add? Because talking about none dare call it conspiracy, guys, give me a document cam shot in here for TV viewers so they can see this. These graphs in here that are so simple but beautifully explain what people will never be taught in mainline political science classes. Now, when you get up to PhD level, they'll actually teach you this, but only because you've got to work for the system, and they'll explain to you why it's a good thing. But zooming in here, it explains democratic socialism, the cover, and it goes through how it controls labor, finance, business, legislative, judiciary, state, county, city, charity, politics, education, in a unified corporate global system. And so it's an off-the-shelf program they download into your government, and that they buy off the government through fiat, fractional reserve banking. Your dad breaks all that down. Here we are 40 years later. It's all come true. Versus constitutional republic and how it operates. You've got the maps in here on the pressure from above, pressure from below. It breaks down Carol Quigley, J.P. Morgan, how they operated, how the Federal Reserve puts you into debt to then totally implode you down the road, how they devalue the dollar, Woodrow Wilson, how the British intelligence operation is working on this, the Rothschilds. It's got photos of them in here. It's got Khrushchev being funded by our own government with Nelson Rockefeller. It's got the pressure from above, pressure from below. It's got how Kissinger was going to get us off the gold standard. I mean, and it all came true. It's all in here. I'm trying to find how the CFR manipulates the Republican and Democratic parties with very simple. But the true mark of genius is something simple that simply explains something with great depth and accuracy. That's got how the Wahlbergs funding, the Nazis. I'm trying to find the pressure from above how they fund the poor people. To then get rid of the middle class for the mega bankers. Anything else you'd like to add about this book? And I mean, what it was like to read it after your dad was dead?
Well, it was very eye-opening. And to say the least, it kind of woke me up to, like, imagine this, Alex. Like, imagine you and me knowing this information, okay? You know, I listen to your show a lot and you talk about the Matrix. You got to think of it like this. If you were in the Matrix, if the Matrix was actually real and you were jacked in and, you know, you were like Neo or Trinity getting in and out of the Matrix, but what if you were stuck in there and you couldn't jack out and you couldn't come back out of the Matrix into the real world? What if you were stuck in the Matrix? What would you do? And that's the kind of mind frame that I have been stuck in ever since I've come across this knowledge and read my father's books. He nailed it to a T. And what's really compelling is that he even gives the list of names and what organizations they work for. And when you read up all this knowledge, you ask yourself the question, what can I do about this? And me being my father's son, you know, I'm the only one of my brothers who don't have a family and kids. I just turned 30 years old. I'm the last one left who really has like a clean slate and can really do anything without putting my.
So your dad basically told you were going to get the anointing, and that's what it is, to continue on his mission. He could see that in you. That's just amazing.
Well, I don't know if he didn't say anointing, but, you know, he knew. You know, that
it. No, but that's what it is. I mean, to anoint somebody, if you use the technical term, is I'm saying this is your mission. I'm saying you're going to fulfill this. And my mission is to reach people who are going to be the leaders that will defeat the New World Order. I've always known in my heart and my gut that from the time I started, that I never intended to try to be this, you know, large force out there. I was there to set brush fires in the minds of other men and women. And of course, that's what we do today. I mean, even most of my detractors will say, you woke me up, but now I'm going to come after you. But that's because they were none of us are perfect, but a really imperfect, deformed vessel. But you know, some of the seeds are going to fall on the rocks. Some are going to be eaten by the birds. Others are going to hit the right soil. And that's what's happening. Please continue.
Well, you're absolutely right, you know. And obviously, you and me, we got friends and family. We try to wake, you know, I'm trying to wake my own family up to this whole mess called a conspiracy, and they don't believe it. You know, I'm trying to convince my mom. I'm like, Mom.
Okay, so your dad is a famous paleo constitutionalist, friends with Ron Paul, Congressman Larry McDonald, who they killed, Gary Allen, icon. I knew he knew Bob Chapman, all these people, and they don't even respect an icon in their family.
Well, me, my brother Kai, and my brother Joe are pretty much the only ones out of the 11 children that have read my father's books.
And unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And what's really strikes me as crazy is that, you know, here we are with all the evidence. We got him, Alex, and your infiltration video of the build of a Bohemian Grove, that is like one of my favorite. I just love sitting down and watching that. The cremation of care is so interesting to watch, because what you got to come to grips with is that that is a 2,000-year-old Babylonian satanic ritual of human sacrifice.
They're recreating it. It's unbelievable. In closing, anything else you'd like to add for people about your father, about the book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, about Gary Allen?
Yeah, in closing, I'd like to say, we got to keep talking, Alex. You and me, we got to, this isn't going to be the last time I hope I come on your show, because there's a lot of research that I've been doing, and a lot of people tend to forget that my father wrote another great book that is my personal favorite, called The Greening. And The Greening is the total rap sheet of what the globalists are doing today, right now in front of our faces.
Well, listen, is that book in print?
Oh, it's in print. It was published in the early 90s. I got a copy of it right here in my hand, The Greening.
Well, we're going to have to carry that in the bookstore. Absolutely. We'll get you on the nightly news soon after I've had a chance to read The Greening, or one of my reporters has, and we'll do a review of that. Great having you on, my friend, and we salute your work. We salute your father, and there's nothing more honorable than carrying on the work of your father, especially when your father was doing such seminal work. The touchstone of so much of the liberty movement we've got today that is our greatest hope is the work of your father and Gary Allen. God bless you.
Yeah, and thank you for having me on, Alex. And I really hope this isn't the last time I come on.
No,
I'm thinking about writing my own book, and I think it would be a very powerful message.
Sure.
If you and me came together.
Yeah, the problem is, listen, I'm not bragging. I've been offered by big New York publishing houses, you know, all these big book deals and stuff. And my problem is that I would make a bunch of money, and books are great too, but it doesn't reach as many people. I can do a special report that reaches a million people, boom, on YouTube, outside of the radio audience that's woken up. And then a book, you know, that would make me $20 million would only reach, you know, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 people. And I understand, but listen, just write your book. Don't wait for me to work with you on it. I appreciate you joining us, my friend. We're going to move on to thank you. We're going to move on to some calls now. I had a bad experience with ghostwriters, with two different ones with a publisher. And because I would say stuff and it would turn into something completely different. And then I'm so busy trying to complete the nightly news, trying to finish that mission, trying to finish all the things. And I probably will write some books, because it's good to have something in writing. It's respected. And actually, it would make a bunch of money, which I could then use to fund things. So now I am leaning more towards a book. But it's just, I'm not going to put some crud out. You know, that's why I haven't made a film in 2 years. I mean, it's more of a presentation documentary with Joel Skousen, Strategic Relocation. It's more of a, I'm in it, he's in it. It's got a lot of great graphics and information. It's very important, but, you know, it's not a film I made. Because I think I've gone on the right course, too. Films make money, and they are seen as prestigious, and they reach a lot of people. But just churning out reports is getting more lead down range on the globalists. So, but then I got to do a money bomb. where I can make a film and make, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $1 million, if it's a big film. If I did a film right, so I could make something like Dinesh D'Souza made, I could get it in theaters. I could probably hit the zeitgeist right and get media behind it and make, $15 million. And that would fund us for like 3 years. So I'm trying to work smarter. I'm just so caught in radio every day, preparation for it, training crew, dealing with stuff, signing checks, carrying out trash, throwing people's, spent coffee in the trash. I'm not bashing folks, but running around, you know, trying to get people up and going because I know that's the right plan to go with. There's a lot of things I want to do. And, I tell you right now, if somebody like Larry Abraham was alive, I'd write a book with him. And I think that's the answer. I think I need to go out and find an established writer and then have them go out and then write books with me. Because I need to be able to just record, have the meetings, have the areas, have the writer put it together, add their research, and then put it out. Because let me tell you, there's just not that many people that have this knowledge. And I don't understand why you don't have it. I mean, I guess you've got to study this stuff for 17 years, but it's so self-evident. It's so, you got to read Tragedy and Hope. You got to read Nundare Call of Conspiracy. You've got to read UN documents. You've got to just, learn and watch these people. And then you figure out, man, they're a bunch of crazy control freaks that think Lucifer controls them and they want to kill everybody. And then and a cop pulls you over and goes, mind if I search your car? And you can't even get mad at the cop. This is a victim full of vaccines, full of fluoride, full of GMO. They're going to die young. Their wife's going to die young. Their kids are going to die young. We're being murdered. And you can't even get mad at them. They're just a victim. And then some idiot TSA person chosen because they're a low-grade moron who likes to exercise mindless power all day. You can't even get mad at them. But I realize you've got to get mad at them and put them down and say, you're pathetic. You're enjoying a power trip. Shame on you. Stop being a drama queen. Stop acting like it's bad that I'm asking you questions. Knock it off. We've got to rebuke others. We've got to rebuke ourselves. We've got to get better. Or it's all going to get bad. And listen. The socialist control freak superstorm is about to hit. Everything you've seen is just the beginning. Kind of like when the trees are blowing, you think, oh, look at that storm coming, and it finally hits, and the windows are blowing out, and the tornado hits. Sounds like a freight train coming by. I've been in a tornado. I barely survived it. Not fun. And with my father in a car, we're driving along. It's raining. We slow down. All of a sudden, we're on about 40, blows the car off down an embankment, 40-foot embankment, go through fences, slide, run into two oak trees. Police, state police said it would have killed us if we'd have hit sideways. Smashed the Tahoe all the way in to the back row of seats forward. Broke my dad and mine's seats. They broke in the shock and then fell backwards. My dad got a concussion. Was throwing up everywhere. I got a concussion but didn't throw up because I guess my brain's already had so many concussions. It was like visiting an old friend. And the state police got there and I said, yeah, we slowed down and just blew up the road. He goes, yeah. The tornado just came through here through Stonewall. The barn's blown over right over there. You see that? You got hit by a tornado. And that's what hit us. Did you see those trees torn down? That's a tornado. It was fire ants all over us. It was not fun, but I don't know why I'm telling that story again. I guess, how did I get off into tornadoes? The point is that this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. And these people want to rape your children and line you up in a pit and blow your head off after working you half to death. Okay, that's what they do. That's what they create. Grandma bakes pies and makes you a big chicken fried steak. New World Order puts poison in your water and kills you at the hospital. I mean, I'm sorry it's dark. I'm sorry it's horrible. I'm sorry it's ugly. But if we would admit what the Soviets and Nazis and Pol Pot and all these scum did, we don't have to relive it. But if we don't, we're going to relive it. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. He wants to talk about 2012. We're talking about this pretty much every day. In the countdown towards the end of the world, they say, 21 days. I don't buy into it. 21 days, 5 hours, 11 minutes, 13 seconds. I guess the website that set this up has gone with their time zone because the world will end in their time zone on that day. That's another question. Which time zone will it end in? Maybe Greenwich Mean Time? Go ahead, Mike. Oh, he just dropped off as I went to him. I love that. Wilson in Florida, 2012 in the Constitution. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I just wanted to speak in regards to really quickly to 2012. I just think that for sure, if there's going to be anything, it's going to be coming from the government. I don't think anything on this earth is going to be happening naturally like that, especially with the way things are.
I agree, also, but I mean, they could do an EMP or something. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I don't say exactly. I agree with you. And we'll probably see some Hale-Bopp type activity too. Go ahead.
And I'm definitely glad, you know, the last shows I've been listening to for the last few weeks, you've been just beating the drums, speaking about how the answer is and the tools that our founders gave us, you know. I don't like getting obsessed with characters or people. I'm not a fan of anybody. I'm a fan of the tools that we have, and I'm glad that you just keep emphasizing it. And I think that's just where the key lies. You know, we have the tools, and we just have to have the organization, and then we all use the tools.
I agree with you because of the children that I hear in the background. I mean, we cannot turn our children over to the beast. And what matters is their hearts and their minds and their souls. People need to understand, folks, you do not want to be programmed by this. That's the most valuable thing in life, is being conscious and living in reality. And it doesn't mean any of us are perfect. We all see through rose-colored glasses. But we have just got to ask God to open up our hearts. And I'm not talking about the fake God in these churches, folks. If you ask the creator of the universe into your heart and to give you guidance, you'll find it. And it's now time to hit your knees, folks. Even if you don't believe in the spiritual world, well, then you better get in a room and turn the lights down and just sit down and meditate and think about where the world's going. Because let me tell you, you've got to be in deep bondage to not know we are in grave danger.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
By the way, we have only put out 4 issues of InfoWars magazine, and I would say overall, before I go back to your calls and our next guest, I am very excited about it, and it has overperformed in the quality, in the sales, in the subscriptions, what I even expected. But because we're always adding stuff right up to the date of publishing it, about 4 or 5 days before it comes out and we have it printed, there are typos in it sometimes. And we're really working on that. It caused kind of a customer service nightmare when we had 2 Octobers. Yes, because, you know, we had an October come out at the start of October. And then because we were about to print it right at the end of October, there was an oversight that it said October on the front. So there were 2 Octobers, an early and a late. It's kind of cool, you know, because it's a real magazine with our articles and research, but little oversight. And I've noticed, though, in mainstream stuff, you see more and more typos and things because people are using spell checkers. And they expect that if a spell checker says it's fine, it's fine. So then you'll have just the wrong words in there and things. But there's not as many typos in the new issue, InfoWars magazine. This Man Wants Your Guns. And it even has the right month on the cover, December 2012. And everybody that signs up for a subscription right now, you'll get a couple back issues while supplies last, added into the first one and the next 11 that come out. And this is undoubtedly the best one we have produced. They just get better and better. It's got Obama on the front, standing on the American flag or sitting on it. And it says, this man wants your guns. And it's all about his agenda for the next 4 years, the globalist agenda. And it really wakes people up. And I am just so proud of this new publication, and it exposes everything. Obama wants your guns and the rest of your freedom. Second Amendment in the crosshairs with all their quotes, all the proof. It's got just all the factoids. It's got information on how they're going to shut down the power plants, the latest proof. And probably my favorite article in here, other than the Ron Paul's entire farewell speech printed on 4 pages, poster size, is there's a big article called Your Luggage Now Departing, Danger, Travel Advisory, Beware TSA Crime Zones. And this gets into all the robberies they're doing around the country and a map of it that we have right here on this page, breaking down the most dangerous areas and the taser bracelets they want you to wear and everything else. It really is a phenomenal publication. You can buy them in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, or get a subscription, and it's a great gift to give as well. And by the way, I guess people are hot on Ron Paul. Our financial implosion, first issue sold out. close to 40,000 copies that we had extra that we didn't put on the street. We put 60,000 on the street or whatever and 40,000 extra. Those sold out in less than 2 days. This, because we printed 100,000 of these and are then holding back 20,000 or so for subscriptions and to sell in bulk at cost, this looks like it's going to sell out about 4 or 5 days at current rates. So if you want these in bulk at cost with complete Ron Paul farewell address and all the other info to give somebody to warn them about the attack on the Second Amendment, then you need to get your subscription. Obviously, we'll hold some back to cover all the subscriptions. But if you want to buy them in bulk, now is the time to get InfoWars Magazine at InfoWarsStore.com. And you'll get the double October issue, which is related to the November issue about zombie mind control in there. But we're adding more proofreaders and stuff because we always get it right down to the last day. And then we proofread it, but people aren't in a conscious mode. And so stuff like that gets missed. But anyways, Real Grassroots, print 2.0. And you can also sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter. And always 5 days after the magazine comes out, we'll send you a free digital copy where the links work and everything. And you can turn the pages. You can sign up for free to get the magazine digital copy at Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to take some calls in this short segment. Then we have the author, researcher of Nuclear Roulette joining us. Then I'll continue with some of the other world news I haven't gotten to yet. But they are announcing massive, absolutely massive tax increases, not just the new income tax increases, but a bunch of other VAT, you name it, to all go to foreign banks, basically. So we'll be breaking all of that down coming up right now. Let's go to your call. Steve in New Jersey. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Just calling to talk about I wanted to see if you knew about the Merkaba meditation and how people that were doing the meditation all over the world were having experiences with black helicopters monitoring them.
No, I mean, there's a lot of stuff people claim that I can't prove. But, I mean, I know that the government is into psychic stuff and, you know, has the psychic soldier programs and all that. That's been declassified. And the system does believe in it. You know, I know everybody's got a little bit of sixth sense, and I know there are things that are that are not understood. I know I've had many experiences of dreams that come 100% true, and other things. So I know there's stuff going on out there, and I know the system wants to suppress that for the general public. The problem is there's so much quackery and baloney involved in it as well.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, actually, I got these books. One of them is called The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life by Drinvalo Melchizedek. It has to do with, you know, sacred geometry of the flower of life. It teaches you how to do the Merkaba meditation. And I actually did it myself, and which went against their, you know, you're supposed to actually take the course because it can be dangerous. But I did do it myself. It took a long time, and I was able to do the meditation properly. And it took place in Queens. At the Alley Pond Environmental Center, two gigantic, super high-tech helicopters flew right past me after I had activated.
Yeah, but they're constantly flying around. It's all part of the establishment. There's just helicopters swarming everywhere, where I live at least. Black helicopters, green ones, drones. Everybody I know is seeing drones. I've seen them twice. I mean, I saw a Global Hawk bigger than Dallas, but couldn't get the camera going on the highway. And by the time it'd gone over it, I mean, it was like going almost stall speed, like 100 miles an hour, it looked like, or less. And I mean, it was a Global Hawk or something just like it. And I saw that little drone that I got video of that the highway department had. I mean, I got video. I pulled over. That was the controller. Got video of that. Rob Dew's sister saw the police running him on the hike and bike trail. That's another thing. Now they got police on the hike and bike trail running around. It's just no end to it. But the illegal aliens are, you know, doing whatever they want downtown. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Dylan in Florida, you're on the air. Quick, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Long time listener, first time caller.
And I just want to say all this 2012 stuff, we know the world's not going to end, but I think it will be a perfect opportunity for the government to take advantage of it. You can already tell the propaganda that already hyped it all up. And you notice they come and get the guns and get TSA on the street. And I just want to know what you thought about all that and what's your opinion on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the governments always want a goon force that doesn't even have to go to a law enforcement or police college. And that's what TSA is. They're setting the precedent where they can give somebody a 2-week course and have them come take your guns. I mean, that's the new, you know, minimum wage goon force. But I don't, who knows? I'm sure there'll be some suicides. I'm sure there'll be some craziness just because of the incredible media hype. I mean, a lot of people think the world's going to end in 21 days or 22 days or whatever it is. And it's just asinine.
For me, that's the main clue right there, just how the media props it up and talks about it. And another thing about the TSA, just today I seen three TSA, big SUV, it's TSA around the side, lights, had a car pulled over the highway and everything. It's crazy out here.
Yeah, TSA pulling cars over. I know. They're right here in Austin now. Sometimes you'll see a big, giant, black-wheeled tank drive by with Homeland Security on it. Just... And they bug their eyes out at you, too, man. You're an American scum. It's what an occupying army would act like. Well, actually, an occupying army would act friendlier. This is a group that hates you and hates your family, literally. They just want to grow up your family. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. By the way, I talked to Joe Rogan 2 days ago and again yesterday. He's super busy. He's coming to town. I'm going to go see him Saturday night. And he thought yesterday he could come on today, but he may come on tomorrow or he may come on next week, just for Joe Rogan fans out there when I said he'd be on today. Or I may just interview him with a camera when I go out to dinner with him Saturday night. After his show, or before it, we'll see what happens with that. So that's just a program note that I just remembered because I was saying he'd probably be on Thursday. That is a busy guy with all the UFC TV shows, now doing a daily radio show a lot of the time, and the movies he's filming and everything else. I've known Joe for 13 years and seen him change quite a bit. Interesting fellow, so we'll work on getting that done. It's not hard to go out to dinner with Joe, but it's getting hard to get him on the radio, but I know how that is because I do so many radio interviews that I say no to most of them now because it just becomes a point where you just can't do them all. But we're going to work on that. Now, folks, the Weekly Standard is asking the question. We can punch this up on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners can just go to drudgereport.com and see it. We also have it up at prisonplanet.com. Senator blast secret fiscal cliff negotiations. And Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, is the one that exposed the total amnesty plan with Bush. That got shot down, and now he's saying it's secret again with the congressional leadership. And that's why Romney's there today, right now, having lunch, is to get the Republicans to go along with tax increases because the foreign banks, just like in Europe, they want that tax money. And so they'll say, oh, we're going to have to cut the essential services and welfare off and federal money for police. They always do this. If you don't give us, the new tax increase on the rich, and meanwhile, Google, all these big companies are offshore and basically pay almost no tax. That's in the news. The ultra rich are the ones lobbying for higher taxes. And the day the left figures this out is the day we save this country. But the right wing's the same. They love all their corporate welfare. They'll never recognize that. They're always saying low-level socialists want higher taxes. Well, yeah, because they're ignorant. This is a big deal, and they want a VAT and a carbon, which goes directly into the big multinationals as a derivative, and now the UN's saying they're going to have diplomatic immunity for people trading carbon taxes because a third of it's going to be given to the UN. Now they're going to give the banks diplomatic immunity? I mean, these banks are the world government. Remember our article we wrote a few months ago? Banks brag they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. It's dozens of links to video of them saying it. Federal Reserve Chairman, you name it, go watch it. Go look at it. This is the key to understanding what we're facing. And here's my problem. They say we want a global government because there's global problems and, all this environmental stuff. Well, all they care about is the carbon dioxide that plants respirate from, the life cycle. They don't care about genetic engineering. They don't care about toxic waste dumping or overfishing or cutting down old growth forest. or cross species, all these things that we know are dangerous, and they don't care about the 400-plus nuclear reactors. Our own energy department estimates 92% are leaking. You can pull those numbers up. Just type in 90-plus percent of reactors leaking. Now when the alarms go off, they just decommission the alarms. Last year with Fukushima, the FDA, the EPA first, and then FDA agreed. The EPA said, we're going to raise the level of different isotopes hundreds of times, thousands of times for some isotopes as it came over. Okay, so things have really changed. They have the troops using DU, and you've got reactors leaking all over, 30, 40 years old, rotting. They're not going to the newer, cleaner systems. Now I see all these leading environmentalists like George Monbiot endorsing nuclear power. And I'm sorry, folks. You know, I'm what you call a libertarian constitutionalist. Back when I was more ignorant 15 years ago, I was all about nuclear power. But now they're rotting, falling apart, and the corporations don't care. They're crazy. And within a few weeks of power going out around the country, the diesel will run out. We've got an experimental reactor right here in Austin. Shout to me, a big power reactor. So I live in the fallout zone of two of these. And I don't like it. And now they want to build more of them and run them shoddily. And so joining us is a leading expert on this, Nuclear Roulette. We sell the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Forward by Jerry Mander and Ernst Kallenbach. And I have finally read the book. I wanted to get this guy on months ago. It came highly recommended by some of the physicists and people we've had on, Dr. Busby and others. Nuclear Roulette, The Truth About the Most Dangerous Energy Source on Earth. Gar Smith is editor emeritus of Earth Island Journal, a Project Censored Award winner. I'm a winner of that as well. Investigative journalist and co-founder of the Environmentalist Against War. He has covered revolutions in Central America and has engaged in environmental campaigns on three continents. He lives a low-impact, solar-assisted lifestyle in Berkeley, California. People say, well, why do you have a guy on, an environmentalist, when you're talking about the green movement and behind the green mask being the takeover? Because they attach all this real, reasonable stuff to something run by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that is a tax-based system. And so if we just fight the environmental movement, number one, it makes us look stupid, and it's not sophisticated. There's a real environmental movement, and there's a clone of it, but a counterfeit. But we're not going to get into that so much. I just wanted to throw that out. That I don't even have to agree with everything somebody stands for, because I don't even know what the guy stands for in total, to understand that nuclear power is a ticking time bomb that just keeps going off. And now when they have leaks all the time in Nebraska or up in Canada, it's a footnote now. And radiation levels are more than double what they were 60 years ago in the Northern Hemisphere. Yeah, there it is. AP, radioactive leaks found at 75% of U.S. nuclear power sites. And the Department of Energy estimates 92% worldwide. But again, then that's a whitewash as well. That's Associated Press. Okay, enough of me. Gar, good to get you on. Tell us about your environmental philosophy, because we all live on this island Earth. I agree with you, spaceship Earth. And where you see this going with the reactors that are just falling apart?
Well, thank you for the invite, Alex. It's not a good future that we're facing. There's a lot of talk about the fiscal cliff, but anybody who's been living on planet Earth recently realizes that there's something else going on. We're facing a geophysical cliff. The weather is changing, and we've got reactors that were built for a different planet. The reactors that are operating today in their old age and their senescence, they should have been retired at the end of their lifestyles, their life design times. But out of a convenience to the industry, which has received convenience after convenience, gift after gift, bailout after bailout, these things have been relicensed and allowed to be uprated, which means that they can operate hotter and harder to generate more power for an industry that's not as efficient or as profitable as it used to be. And these reactors, even the NRC now admits, are more susceptible to earthquake risks than was realized. The medium risk is triple the design.
Or flood risk. I mean, they're having to off-gas all the time when there's a moderate flood.
That's right. These things are not... they are not leak-proof. They are admittedly designed to leak tritium, xenon. There are permissible amounts of radiation that can flow into our waterways, and it's permissible because it can't be controlled, so why not make it permissible? It's the same thing the Japanese and the American governments did after Fukushima. when the radiation went up in the Tokyo schoolyards, the response from the government was, well, we'll raise the level for exposure for children 20-fold. Same thing happened in the United
States. Wave a magic wand. What is generating at its heart? Then I'm going to get into the technicals because you're the expert on this. Why are they so reckless? Where do these nuclear energy CEOs think their kids are going to live and their grandkids if this continues?
Well, you know, I had a grim insight into the mindset of some of the officials that have run this program. I had a friend whose father worked for the Atomic Energy Commission. This is some time ago. This is one of the early guys. And I actually had a chance to ask him this question when I was a student at UC Berkeley. I asked about the danger of nuclear power and the problem of disposing of the nuclear wastes. And what he told me was, and he introduced his comment with kind of a laugh and a smirk, he said, "What makes you think human beings are going to be here on this planet in 200 years.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you know, that's the response I've gotten. That's the response so many other scientists I've interviewed, whether it's GMO, you name it, they just say there's too many people. But it's not even saying too many people from their research to try to make the Earth, you know, more sustainable, even if you believe that argument. It's just a nihilistic, let the devil have it attitude.
Yeah, something I concluded after looking at the response to Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and Fukushima and more than 50 other significant reactor accidents we've had around the world in the last 50 years is that there is a common thread. And I've described it as hubris, denial, and deception. This is the response to nuclear risk. You begin with denial. Our technology will never fail, even though you know it leaks. Well, there's a saying within the nuclear engineering community, and it's very brief but very telling. Among themselves, they agree. They have this statement, nuclear energy can be safe. Nuclear energy can be clean, just not at the same time. That's the hubris. Yeah. Now, when the hubris fails and there's an accident, you get into denial. And you saw this at all at Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, and Fukushima. Initially, the government says, no problem. It took almost 9 years before the TMI owners admitted that there had been a partial meltdown in the plant. Third phase is deception, when it becomes obvious that there is a problem, when people downwind start picking up radiation traces and say, where is this coming from? Then you get into deception. Okay, we have it under control. In Japan, it's look at the radiation monitors, which they took forever to install, shows there's no problem.
Well, let's stop right there at the third point and do the rest of the interview on the deception. It's all covered in nuclear roulette. I believe this is one of the greatest threats facing humanity, is the fact that the nuclear industry is becoming collectively insane and self-destructive. And if they want to kill themselves, that's their business. They're not going to kill me and my family. We'll be right back with our guest, Gar Smith. Stay with us. I read the news today. Numbers I've seen is most of these reactors are 35 years old. They were supposed to only run 25 to 30 years. And the radiation starts eating them. The heat eats them. They're just falling apart everywhere. And their answer is store the rods there. Oh, you're allowed to off gas. Radiation's now safe. Just like DU in 1990, they'd had it since the 50s. And there were Army reports. I've had the former head of the Army program, Dr. Doug Rocky on, physicist, who was the head of their DU program. And they just said, we can never use this. But magically, they said, oh, it's safe to use now. And there's this magic wanding where they just say, you know what? Isotopes are up all over the U.S. Just raise the level of isotopes of what we say is safe. 25 times, 100 times, 200 times. Some isotopes over 1,000 times. Radiation didn't go that high, but why not raise it 1 billion times? Why not say you could live in the center of the sun and wave a magic wand? So recapping the three stages with author and researcher Gar Smith, best-selling author of Nuclear Roulette, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Hope you get it and read it, because even if you know about it, there's a lot to learn here, and then give it to others. Gar, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Recap the first two levels. You've got the first two levels, then you were getting into deception and then go back into deception. How they handle it now when, you know, a few months ago, oh, there's radiation up all over Europe. Very dangerous. Oh, yeah, France had a leak, but we're not going to say anything about it. Please continue.
Yeah, the government has not been a very reliable source of information, and this is a general trend, too. One of my favorite quotes is from Dr. Natalia Miranova. She's a nuclear engineer from Russia, and she's one of the survivors of the Chernobyl cleanup crew. And her advice to Americans when she visited San Francisco a couple of years ago was, this is a quote, run as fast as you can. Don't believe the government. The government will lie to you. And you have to believe her because she wears the Chernobyl necklace. Those are the scars left behind from two surgeries to remove thyroid tumors. Over in Japan now, the government wants people to feel relieved that the radiation monitors are showing lowered levels of radiation. Somebody pointed out that the new systems that they've installed register radiation levels at 40% less than the previous monitors did.
But they admit that this all came out. They admitted they lied about the levels, and they had kids dropping dead from heart failure from the radiation. They just covered it up.
Yeah. It's part of the scenario. You get it in all of these situations in all of these countries. One of the problems that I have identified, I'm calling the regulatory industrial complex. You have these organizations that we are told are supposed to be providing oversight and protection for the public, but instead they're acting too often as enablers. You have individuals within NRC who, as inspectors in these plants, are finding some real problems and reporting them. But at the top level, you find the NRC is going out of its way to facilitate the operation of reactors that should have been closed down. And the Associated Press, they deserve the biggest reporting award in the world for a survey that they did. They took a look at 11,000 NRC documents to see what the situation looked like from inside a nuclear reactor. Now, ordinarily, you don't get to see the photographs that the NRC put in these reports. Rusted pipes, leaking water. This does not look like a sensible modern industrial plant. But the innards of some places you can't even get inside the reactor components to see how they're performing. They're just so difficult to reach. But this is a summary that the AP came up with. Federal regulators have been working closely with the nuclear power industry to keep the nation's aging reactors operating within safety standards. How? By repeatedly weakening those standards or simply failing to enforce them. A little more detail. Quote, when valves leaked, more leakage was allowed, up to 20 times the original limit. When rampant cracking caused radioactive leaks from steam generator tubing, an easier test was devised so that the plants could meet the standards. It goes on and on.
It's so frustrating, too, because I have three children, and I know, as Dr. Bob Bowman, who's a nuclear physicist, a former head of the Star Wars program, has said here, when things like Chernobyl or things like Fukushima happen, it just increases the cancer rate for the general public at large. But if you get a hot particle that was carried on dust or whatever, then you just get the lung cancer when you're 20. You know, people that get it today who are 5 years old, and they just say, oh, you got lung cancer. And so if you get it's like Russian roulette, as you call it, nuclear roulette with these hot particles. And the thing is, the nuclear industry is getting worse and worse. And then we have all these cases, as you know, in Southern California and other places where they've had total meltdowns before, like the SALT reactor. And then no one even knows about that today, even though it's declassified. They keep it secret when they melt down. Let's talk about that when we come back. Here's Dave Mustaine with Countdown to Extinction, song about when you've got the last animal alive of a species, or people that'll pay millions of dollars, crank it up, to walk up and shoot it right there in the cage.
Stage set, now pay the price, and ego boom.
species, the technocrats, they are treating us like animals as well, and they have a nihilistic attitude. So what if this GMO sterilizes people? There are too many people. So what if these reactors blow up? You don't think we'd always be here, do you? And it's just also rich guys can live in bigger $100 million mansions that have more billions than the next guy showing off at cocktail parties. It literally gets down to that from some of the top stockbrokers and billionaires that I've talked to on record and off record. And again, I'm all for making money with an invention or a device, and I'm all for low taxes. It's the crony capitalist, the monopoly capitalists who are so nihilistic. And the thing is, they sell their whole Agenda 21 takeover in the name of saving the earth, while all they do is say they want to tax carbon dioxide or in San Diego arrest you if there's runoff from washing your car. Again, it's a tyranny, and the corporations are all exempt. And meanwhile, I've looked at it. I've talked to the experts. I've deeply investigated this. And we knew day one they weren't showing for 3 or 4 months any of the numbers out of the Fukushima area and out of that province. That's why it showed 3 times the radiation in Tokyo, a couple provinces, you know, south of there, than they had there. And then now it came out. The head of Tokyo Electric apologized. Leaders apologized. Yeah, we covered up the numbers. Yeah, we didn't want to panic. Meanwhile, it turned out 3 months after Fukushima, tuna hit the West Coast, and the government tested the tuna. They knew it had very dangerous isotopes in it at high levels. And they said, you know what? We'll just raise the level. It's safe. Let them eat the tuna. And again, as corrupt as our government's been in the past, they didn't used to act like this from my research. I mean, this is crazy. You've got things much bigger than Three Mile Island happening. What was it, in 59? They had a salt reactor blow up in Southern California. Radiated people, huge event. That wasn't known until the 90s. In fact, I'll pull up that article and show people. I'm ranting here, but Gar Smith is our guest. You were getting into, we went to break, the deception, the cover-ups, and where they're going. Am I wrong from my research and kind of a snapshot compared to your research and saying they're getting more reckless by the day, or is that just that I'm becoming more informed and they've always been reckless?
I think recklessness is built into the technology. There's no way on God's green earth that an engineering plan that would create a nuclear reactor could be considered logically sustainable. I was talking with Marv Fertel, who's a nuclear industry representative, and he made the statement that nuclear energy was essential because we needed electricity. And I pointed out to him at a public meeting, and he nodded his head in agreement when I insisted that nuclear energy does not produce electricity. It produces only two things. The first is a lot of heat, and the second is a lot of radioactive garbage. There are a lot of things that produce heat. There are a lot of ways to generate steam, and it's the steam that generates the electricity through the turbine spinning.
So we could have geothermal, wind, coal, natural gas, hydroelectric, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. And there is one irony. Among all of our energy sector players, there's only one industry that believes in global warming. It's not coal. It's not nuclear. It's not gas. It is the nuclear industry, because they argue global warming can be solved with nuclear energy because we don't produce CO2 gases. Well,
that's why Mombiot has endorsed it. Yeah.
I know. It's such a narrow focus because the carbon dioxide is produced when you build the plant, when you extract the ore, when you refine the product, when you create the fuel assemblies, when you do all of the shipping, and then eventually the dismantling. The only time it doesn't produce CO2 is when it's busy producing huge amounts of unused heat and radioactive isotopes that are puffing away from the plants.
But listen, you're totally right on record that the plants are rotting, falling apart. The Associated Press admits that. My issue here is, I understand people think carbon dioxide goes up, it can make the sea levels rise. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say that's real, which I disagree with from the scientists we've interviewed. Still, reactors rotting and melting down everywhere is a lot bigger deal. Why don't environmentalists get upset about nuclear power instead of embracing it? Because the big global warming advocates, George Monbiot, you know the list, They are just saying, I love it. In fact, his quote was, I believe in nuclear power more after Fukushima. I mean, what type of asinine statement is that? That's like Ann Coulter saying the radiation's good for you. The Japanese should thank the nuclear industry.
Yeah, well, we do have the unholy triad of George and Stuart Brand and Lovelace, who are supporting nuclear power, but that doesn't mean the majority of environmentalists have the same line. These are guys who have prominent celebrity positions, which are not reflective of the
So they're shelling out. Okay, is nuclear the most dangerous thing, in your opinion, to the environment?
Yeah, the most dangerous man-made technology that I think we've ever developed.
Okay, and well, so if it's getting worse, I mean, where do you predict it's going to go now that they're going to even build more old design reactors and then keep the old ones going?
Well, they're actually they want to keep the old ones going because it's a way of continuing to make money instead of facing up to the fact that eventually they're supposed to tear these things down. They do want to build new design reactors in the U.S., down in Georgia and South Carolina. They want to build these AP1000s, and they're getting huge billion-dollar government loan guarantees to do it. But the construction isn't going too well, and the prospects are not too bright that they'll ever be finished or safely operated. And the basic design of these things was so problematic that not even the NRC could get a unanimous vote out of five to have a unanimous approval of the design. The former chair of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission refused to vote for these new AP1000 reactors because he said the engineering plan had not taken in the lessons of Fukushima. And getting back to Fukushima, we should bear in mind that those reactors that exploded in Japan were not Japanese reactors.
They were U.S.
reactors made by General Electric. And the basic lesson there is when you have three reactors side by side that explode sequentially, one after another, one, two, three, and the fourth, which got damaged, what that tells you is that that design, it's not designed just to produce a lot of heat. It was inadvertently designed, as we now see, to explode. We have 23 Fukushima-style reactors in the United States at 16 sites in 12 states. The NRC has put out a list of 27 U.S. reactors that are most at risk of a calamity in the event of a major local earthquake. On that list of 27, five are Fukushima-style reactors. There should be some concern, not only about the threat from earthquakes, which we now know are much higher in the Midwest and the Southeast, where most of the historic large quakes have hit and where most of our reactors are located. And also, we should be paying attention to the warnings from NASA and the National Academy of Sciences that we are entering a maximum solar year. It's already begun. We are getting hit with solar flares that are going to increase in frequency and in impact.
And I want to expand on that briefly because that's what a lot of scientists have been on say is the biggest threat because it can blow out the power systems and you have more meltdowns, which has been proven before with pre-nuclear events to the power system in Russia and other areas. But what about all the insane ideas of now going to nuclear-powered spacecraft? And they're saying, oh, it's totally safe. We want to start launching a rocket every month and nuclear-powered satellites when all the research I've seen says that when those rockets fail, which they do around 10% of the time, it could end up blowing up in the atmosphere, and then you've got a big problem.
It's already happened. It's happened a couple of times. We had a Russian reactor that burned out of orbit and slammed into the Andes. We have a U.S. System that crashed into the ocean with a nuclear power plant. We've orbited plutonium-powered spacecraft into deep space, but in order to reach deep space, somebody came up with the idea of using the Earth's gravitational pull as kind of like a bolo.
A slingshot.
A slingshot, exactly. And that meant that we fired this system with this plutonium core reactor out into space, intending that it come back toward the Earth and that it clip the Earth's orbit and then circle the planet and zip back out even further into
space. That's a great idea.
But look at the risk. What if that had missed? What if there had been some kind of a terrible error that would have slammed into the planet?
Well, look at all the space disasters. It's one of the most dangerous things.
Mm-hmm.
Has a huge margin of disaster.
Yeah, these, you know, when you're dealing with imponderables and the likelihood of error, you really shouldn't be dealing on a level of nuclear potential.
Gar, why is it the mad scientists that get in charge? I guess they'll tell the government bureaucrats whatever they want. I'm sure you've seen, I talk about a lot about it, New Trinity and Beyond, like 10 years ago or longer, narrated by William Shatner. And in that, it shows what I'd read about, but it's the film footage of them detonating hundreds of high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere to, quote, see if they could damage the atmosphere. I mean, who are these people? Why are they doing this?
I sometimes think of this as teenage science, you know, teenage boy science. Why do you do it? Just to see if we can do it, you know? Let's put this firecracker in this can or inside this watermelon and light it off and see what happens.
Or inside this frog if you're George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah, he's done that. And, I mean, these are the guys that came up with the idea to explode a nuclear bomb on the moon.
Exactly. Or they wanted to do crust tests to go drill down to the edge of the mantle and detonate one, but that got nixed. At least we're told it did. These are crazy people.
Yeah. And these are just the stunts that we know about. God knows what they've been doing in the last month.
Oh, man, and with HAARP and all the rest of it. Okay, so we're almost out of time here. The book's available at InfoWarsStore.com and better bookstores everywhere. It's a bestseller. Nuclear Roulette, I've read the book. It's I learned a lot from it, and believe me, I've probably done, let's not exaggerate, 100 interviews with top experts over the years on this subject and read a lot of books. I learned a lot, and I just see this as one of the biggest threats to my family. I think in closing, I interrupted your train of thought with the space-based stuff, finishing up with the solar flare EMP danger.
Well, yeah, this is something we know about. We've been warned. It could knock us out for 4 to 10 years, according to NASA, according to the National Academy of Sciences. We know what we can do. We need to protect the ultra-high voltage transformers in the United States. There's 350 of them. We can put in ground resistors.
For only $2 billion.
Right. For the Pentagon, that's chump change. And we could do that. There was a bill in the Senate called the SHIELD Act. We got to act on that. Bring it back. The problem's not going away. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to come sooner. So we got to act now. That's something that we need to do. We know earthquakes are going to pose a problem, but we definitely know that those solar flares are really something that we have to wake up to and deal with.
For folks that don't know, it's happened a bunch in the U.S., but also in Europe since they put up telegraph wires and things. And they think it's roughly 100-year cycle. There's sub-cycles, but 100 years ago, all over the world, different times, generally, we've pulled up the dates on air before. You can look it up. When these solar flares hit right and all that ionizing different particles come in, it literally can melt wires across continents. And if that happens today, folks, we are in deep trouble.
Yeah, we got hit with a solar flare in 89. It knocked out the power to 6 million Canadians, and it also melted a transformer at the Salem 1 reactor in the U.S.
And that was a small one. I've had different astrophysicists on saying that routinely stuff 20, 30 times bigger hits.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what happens if a really big one hits? I mean, they say it could just be unbelievable.
I hate to think about it.
Estimates on exactly, from your research, how bad it could be? Of what's the highest rate on one of those flares that we could survive? I forget the name of it. Is it called an M1? What are they called?
Yeah, I think there's a five-tier level for flares. I'm not exactly sure if that's correct.
Sure, but just from memory, I mean the level we're talking about, some estimates are it could knock out every reactor in North America.
Implicitly, if you lose the power and if you don't have backup, if your diesel generators don't have enough juice to keep running until the power is restored, and if you're talking about power restoration that's going to be foreclosed for a period of months to years, all of those reactors are going to fail. They're going to melt down. They're going to run away. And believe me, as big a problem as decommissioning these reactors is now, the estimate is it's going to cost half a billion to $1 billion to close down every reactor and 10 years to decommission and isolate the wastes. In the case of Fukushima, they are estimating that it's going to take $137 billion and 30 years deal with that problem.
So, and it still won't be completely mitigated. In closing, you know, my big issue here is look at Sandy. We're 3 weeks into this. Large areas still don't have power. And that is microscopic compared to a big solar flare. I mean, imagine, and then the diesel runs out, what, 2-3 weeks? And then the reactors melt down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you got the spent fuel in these GE reactors on the rooftops. If you were building a home, is that where you'd put your garbage can?
Well, plus, that MOX reactor even had plutonium in it that blew up.
Yeah, the third reactor. They were using a mix of military-grade uranium byproduct. This is, it's returning the favor because initially reactors, the government gave the power plant operators uranium, and in exchange they got plutonium that they turned into buttons for nuclear triggers. And now, thanks to the dismantling of some of the nuclear throw weight in the Russian missiles, we're burning Russian uranium product in our nuclear power plants. That's the MOX, the mixed uranium oxide.
And as that nuclear expert said from Russia, run as fast as you can. Amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we can shut this down if we try. And the environmentalists are just going to have to sit there and be scared of the carbon dioxide plants breathe. We're going to, again, even if you think coal's deadly, folks, I'd say coal over nuclear any day. Nuclear roulette, the truth about the most dangerous energy source on Earth. Gar Smith, shut down the plants now and start prosecuting the people that have cut back the safety standards because they are endangering us all. Gar, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
All right, folks, get the book. All right, a few final news stories on the side and a few final calls. As well, David in Connecticut says he's got employers and vaccines all over the country, even people that work at tire factories. They're trying to make them take the shots. That's the covert corporate fascism trying to make us take all their deadly vaccines. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The Babylon system is the vampire, sucking the children day by day.
Babylon system is the vampire.
And the vampires love taking the toxic waste of fertilizer mines and aluminum and dumping it in your water. Not just sodium fluoride, but hundreds of chemicals. That's why we sell and promote, and I use the ProPure water filtration system. I brought the sale back until December 10th. You'll hear ads running. 15% off. We got them in stock. We already had the lowest price before that. 15% off is 15% off above and beyond the best deal on the ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel water filters that start at $189 with 15% off. I don't know. What is that? $150 or something or less? The point is they're all available right now, and they're great to give as gifts at, or it's $185, excuse me, with 15% off, so it goes down even lower. I don't know. What is 15% off $185? And it doesn't have plastic spigots. It's got stainless steel spigots as well. It's got the fluoride filters. All the water filtration products have got discounts. Promo code WATER15, WATER15. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. It's $157. There you go. That's how much it's off from $185. $28 off on the basic unit. Let's talk to Dave. Talking about employers and vaccines. I should have talked about this more. Now, all over the country, engine manufacturers, tire manufacturers, soda pop factories, you will take flu shots in this whole list of other shots or you will be fired. And it's totally criminal. A, it's deadly, doesn't protect you, lowers your immunity, and it's just so evil. It's one step closer to Chinese factories where they do that and have forced abortions to work at the Apple factories that's come out. I mean, it's just pure evil. And they're also, courts are really, they're going to give kids shots without parental consent. That's in the news today. Dave in Connecticut, what's your take on this? I see that's in the line there that says employers and vaccines. Real quick, what's going on with you?
Alex, we have a patriot emergency up here. That's the only way I can put it. I've been a listener since 98. And the local hospital, Waterbury Hospital, has informed their employees that if they don't get a flu shot by tomorrow, Friday afternoon, November 30th, at 5 p.m., they will be subject to a two-week suspension.
Yeah, and you got to sue them. You got to sue them for religious rights. You've got to sue them for medical tyranny. And bring in the eugenics hearings of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and then you can present in the court case to the jury that all the evidence of it, doubling your chances of it, of getting the flu, and the insert that could cause neurological disorder, and because they can't have a policy to make you do things like this to yourself. It's discriminatory. They must be sued. Sorry, go ahead.
Here's what we're asking for right now, Alex, and we may very well do that. The union is looking into it at the hospital, one of the unions. We're asking that your listeners, if they help us, just to call the Waterbury Hospital switchboard.
Sure, they've already tried this. They've already tried this, by the way, 5 times the last 10 years. They're back. You will defeat them. You must sue them with an injunction. You bring in the medical stuff. You get a lawyer that knows what they're doing. You will beat these people. Okay, because they're doing this everywhere now, not just the hospital. Next, they want to make the cops and firefighters take it. So look out, cops. They tried this in 02. They're going to make you do this, too. Anyone who goes to a hospital, whoever works there, tearing out trash, food service, you name it. Yes, I was aware of that. It's happening nationwide, but I was aware of the town you're in. Give us the number.
203-573-6000. That's 203-573-6000. The CEO is Darlene Stromstead, Stromstead. If you could just leave a one-line phone message to all you listeners that say that you object to their flu policy of forced vaccination of their employees, just leave the phone message at the main switchboard for Darlene.
And by the way, that is the number to Waterbury Hospital. We don't really let people just give numbers out, but I can tell by your tone that you're for real. We checked it, and I was already aware of Waterbury doing that. All right, very, very interesting. Yeah, people, we better fight this now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, taking a few final calls in the customary after radio broadcast transmission. We're into the fourth hour right now. By the way, you go up to Infowars.com, big article by Kurt Nemo. Illinois Senate defeats governor's sneaky attempt to ban assault weapons. That means semi-autos. They are really after the Second Amendment by hook or by crook with their criminal energy. New Democrats, Al-Qaeda Pentagon dinner guest, was part of catch and release program. Amazing. Medical tyranny is here. Elementary school places unruly kids in solitary confinement. All of that is First Amendment cop becomes internet icon. It's all up there right now. Whistleblower targeted by TSA revealing too much information. That is up there. Just amazing articles right now on Infowars.com and PresentBana.com. Okay, let's go to Trent in Nevada. Hey, boo-boo, you're on the air. You want to talk about 2013, not 2012. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on with the dollar, but honestly, I want to go know what's going on in Las Vegas because I see planes spraying like crazy, and it's like, it's basically springtime
sir,
here.
It's for your health. It's just like the vaccines and the fluoride that gives you cancers on record. The government is helping you right now, Trent.
I understand that. And, like, people don't understand this. Like, I'm asking them, like, what the hell is going on? And they're like, oh, that's just a plane. I'm like, no, there's a plane right there, and that doesn't have a jet. That's a normal jet stream.
Never mind that. Breathe deeply, and the pain will leave. Take the shots, and everything will just be a haze. To be serious, you're asking about what's happening with the dollar. Lindsey Williams says he has the biggest info ever. But that, Alex, thank you so much, but I will be ready to come on December 1st. And so he will be joining us on December 1st. I guess that's, what is December 1st? After December 1st, so like Monday or something? Okay, we'll call him now. And he's so nice. You get him on the phone, he'll just tell you, God bless you. Let me pray with you now. He's just a good guy. So we all love Lindsey Williams and other listeners do as well. We He's had listeners begging for Williams. And his last interviews were his most cogent to the point ever. So he will be joining us to try to give us his take. We're going to get Max Kaiser on to give us his take on... I got a special video report coming out tonight, if not tomorrow. Probably on the radio show tomorrow. J.P. Morgan Chase to head up the Treasury while they head up the Federal Reserve. And they're running TV ads about how they brought you Thanksgiving. I'm not kidding. When they are the antithesis of Thanksgiving. Unless you want to give thanks to Satan. So anything else, sir?
Yeah, when do you think they're going to seize the 401ks? Because I keep talking to my mom about stuff. I'm trying to get my mom involved.
They're having congressional hearings about the government safeguarding them, but of course taking part of it. And they're already talking about taxing them. So you can just type that in, you know, Congress moving to tax or take over IRAs. I mean, that's been in the news lately.
Yeah, my family is just all about Fox News. And I'm like, you have nothing in common with these people. These people are millionaires. You know, they're like, oh, Mitt Romney. I'm like, Mitt Romney is crazy.
I hear you. I appreciate your call, sir. We'll have to delay that. Delay part of the little dirty word you just said. I'm out of time. Sorry to Michael or Michelle and Anthony and others. I shall return. The retransmission comes up with a lot of key intel dealing with my take on 2012 from the first hour. But tonight's Nightly News is going to be powerful, and we have some real treats for you in information warfare in the next few days. And Katie barred the door. Aaron Dykes is in there working very hard on a special report I'm doing on J.P. Morgan. So start your engines on that. It should be ready by tomorrow. And we have a bunch of other special reports. And my son... Hey, you've heard him on the radio. How about video? That should be ready by tomorrow as well. I love this song. This is what you want. This is what you get. There's a lot of negative stuff going on, but we got to have gallows humor and try to speak sanity to the establishment as well as the general public. And I think humanity is going to make it if we say a little prayer as well, but put that prayer into action to all of our listeners and supporters. I love you. Retransmission coming up.